skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. As of this afternoon, there were close to 600 confirmed COVID-19 cases and three deaths in the state. ADPH has an interactive map that gives a breakdown of cases in each county, as well as how many tests have been performed across the state. We have a link to the interactive map on our website, alabamanews.net. New orders coming from the governor today for businesses. Governor Ivey ordered several non-essential businesses to close starting tomorrow until April 17th. Businesses fall into four categories: entertainment venues like movie theaters and concert venues, athletic facilities and activities like gyms and sports complexes, non-essential close contact service establishments like nail and hair salons, and non-essential retail stores like book, clothing, and furniture stores. The governor stressing for all Alabamians to take this seriously and do stay home when possible. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
It's the spring planting sale, March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 6 at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Over the past 24 years, Blinds.com has made it easy for over 2 million homeowners to beautify their windows with top-quality blinds, shades, and interior shutters at unbelievable prices. Now, they're making it even easier for you with their new measure and install services. Go to Blinds.com now through March 31st to see their huge selection and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code LIGHT. Up to 40% off, plus $20 off at Blinds.com, promo code LIGHT. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Any caller can get in on Sweet Sweet Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. What's in that drawing, in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Sweet Farm Market. Also, folks, don't forget that Vintageer is doing the, and I know somebody who's doing this, doing the prime rib for four as their special for tonight. I don't know if they have any left, because I know several people that are doing it, but I know one on a real personal basis that's doing it. It is going to be delicious. Looking forward to that. Let's go back to Rich. Rich, you were telling me about your daughter. And Rich, I'm not sure. It sounds like you're trying to blame somebody for this. But this guy's business is failing because of the coronavirus, right?
Correct. All the basically people who they provide services to and everything just said, we're stopping payment. We're not doing anything. You know, get your animals out of here. We can't do this, and that's it.
Okay. And so he...
my whole thing is somebody who works like her, because she's not unemployed, and that even though she's having to take a significant pay cut to where she's making like a fourth of what she made at 22 years old without a degree, even though she has a degree now, she, you know, and working 80 to 90-hour work weeks every week.
Well, it sounds like she didn't need to be working there.
Well, she's trying to save the company because she cares about it, and that, and it's one of those things, she also cares about all the animals.
Yeah, okay, but I got all that. So you just gave the reason she wants to stay there because she cares.
Yeah, but the whole idea is that she like I say, she can't pay her bills, but they're going to give all this money to these other people who
let me try to give you another solution. Get fired, then come back and volunteer to take care of the animals.
Or hopefully this business owner will take advantage of some of these SBA loans coming his way. In this
Yeah, there are also some SBA stuff they can do. But, you know, if somebody's made, it's kind of like, I want you to make the decision I'm making a good decision. And we can't do that. I mean, she's making a decision. It's her decision. She can either stay there or not. The problem
she could quit, but then if you quit, she's not going to get unemployment or anything like that, because she is one of the two people in the whole company that they said, nope, you are the ones exempt from being fired because she outproduces four people at that place before this even happened.
Well, this person is such a nice person. I mean, this doesn't equate to me. I mean, if they're saying, well, we're not going to fire you because you're that good. Like, screw you. I mean, just say, okay, look, I'm trying to help you with, just tell her not to do the work then they'll fire. I mean, so I'm not working for 80 hours a week. I work it, but I'm going to report you for overtime.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets up at 4.
I can hear the story. The story is a series of her decisions, and she is working 80 hours, and she's not getting time and a half and double time. Because at 20, you get time and a half. At 60, you get double time.
Well, it depends on your job, because I'm also a contractor, and I don't get any of that either. And I'll
So she's a contractor?
Wait a minute.
You neglected to mention she was a contractor.
No, I'm a contractor.
She's is she a contractor?
No.
Is she an hourly wage employee?
I guess she's salaried or something. I'm not sure. On how her was. She was hourly a while when she first started, so she's back to making what she was when she was
Well,
hourly.
Again, Rich, we're talking about a series of decisions here. Now, there's a difference between hourly and difference between salary, but she didn't have to work over 40 hours, and she said, look, that's not what you hired me. Our agreement of what you were paying me was for 40 hours. You're trying to get me to work 80 hours, and you're not paying me any more to do that. And you're not paying me overtime.
Actually paying less.
Okay. Well, again, that's bad decisions. I mean, just...
Yeah. But it's bad to turn around and say, okay, when they turn around and say, hey, she's trying to work like this, and they're trying to minimize exposure and everything to people and all this kind of stuff, and she's having to put that kind of hours in to do all that, and then the people sitting at home, and which are generally a lot of the married folks with kids and everything else, and all the time get taken care of by the government. The single people get the brunt of everything, have to take up the slack all the time for the married ones with kids, and we all end up paying for it with higher taxes because we don't get the tax breaks.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Rich. Let's go to the phones and go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Mara Show. Man.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thanks. Oh boy, it's almost the weekend.
It is.
I won't wait. I won't wait till the end. If Joey will put my name in, if you'll allow it.
I thought you already put his name in. Oh no, that's what you said. You're taking it out.
The heck with it. Put it in twice.
I don't think you're gonna have to double down on your check.
Heck, it doesn't matter. He's gonna draw it in an hour, Dan. We have the arrangement in. The check's already cleared. I'm not going to play stump the host, but I'll bet you my last question, it may stump you. I think it's even money that it's going to stump you. First off, our governor apparently has declared clothing not to be an essential item. I grew up thinking that food, clothing, and shelter were the absolutes that you had to have since the Garden of Eden. But I've been wrong before. Maybe not as many times lately as our governor has.
That was nice. I like the way you did that.
This wouldn't be the first time that she and I would have differed on a major decision. But I personally think clothing and certain items, personal items, indeed are a necessity. Let's face it. There are over-the-counter medications that a lot of people are on that help them. I won't say most of them, but some of them, even with the approval of their physician. But there are certain things that people need to be able to go reasonably and shop for. I was tempted to, your gentleman that called about his daughter's wedding next month.
Papa Bean?
Oh, gosh, who's the author and the TV personality guy? He said a couple of days ago he was going to patent a 12-foot hula hoop with a shoulder harness to wear, and you could prove you were legal anywhere you went.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, he would probably sell them. Distance learning. I'm not going to ask you to predict where we're going to come out on, how we're going to come out on the other end of this. But I will predict that Troy University is going to do well. They've been doing this for an awful long time.
People have no clue how many Troy facilities there are all around the world. They have no clue.
Yeah, they're not only big, they're smart. And they're like General Keane said this morning about leadership. What was it? Not only got to be smart, have smarts, you got to have some spine. And under Jack Hawkins, a couple of decades ago, you know, there were rumors about, there were supposedly had been talks about a potential merger with the University of Alabama. And my prediction was those board of trustees better be careful. They'll wind up working at what's known as Troy University at Tuscaloosa, like at Montgomery at Phoenix City at Troy.
There you go.
Seriously, my question, Dan, to try to stump you, what about the casino, the Indian casinos?
Yep.
They serve a lot of food. They take a lot of wampum from the general population. They supposedly are a sovereign nation. We ban travel to certain nations because it endangers our citizens, China, Europe, Iran, name it. Our casinos, under Governor Ivey's decree and the state health officer, going to be allowed to stay open.
They were listed as they need to close.
Yeah. Indian casinos?
Yeah, they closed.
Yay. Well.
And actually, the Indians, because I just got one of the people that are involved with the tribe is a listener to the show, and Miriam sent me something on it, and they have got a coronavirus relief effort. And they're doing a big thing on health and people that are at risk, diabetes and other things.
Great, great. I should have known you were a lot better than even money to be able to give me an answer to that.
Well, and Ken, to your first point, you might not be able to go to a department store anywhere to buy clothing, but the gun stores are still open, so you might be naked, but you won't be naked.
There you go.
No. You may be naked, but you'll be packing. maybe not.
There's a problem. You can't make a concealed permit.
Open carry it is.
Good one, Ken.
I'm looking forward to winning the Sweet Creek market basket in an hour or so.
Okay, if you win, call me because I want to meet you down there.
Great. That'd be great.
Talk to you later,
thanks,
my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Kathy, get me out of this madness, my dear.
Question.
Answer.
Our senior citizens that are on Social Security, will they be eligible for the stimulus package?
They're eligible for the $1,200 check.
Is that $1,200 per person?
It is.
Okay. And do we have to do anything to get it?
How should I answer?
I mean, do you have to sign up for it?
No.
Okay, Dan, you mind went the wrong way on that.
Dan Moore's show ended early today
because the FCC closed him down because he turned to the Howard Stern show, which is only allowed on satellite. You do not have to do it.
Oh, come on now.
You don't have to do a thing, Kathy.
Okay, they're just
going
to automatically send it to me because I'm a good person.
Exactly, unless you make more than $99,000. And as I told another listener, I do know you by your handle, Moneybags Kathy.
You got that right. One other question. What if you are self-employed from your house and you can't work? Would you be eligible for it?
No, you cannot. Self-employment income from home businesses are specifically excluded from this.
Why? Because I've got to go
over it. Well, why are you asking me why? You need to ask Martha Roby or somebody else.
Okay, I mean, that's her sole income. And that's what she, you know, makes house payments with. She files taxes. She's got a business that she runs from home.
Yeah, the article I read specifically says home businesses are not included.
Well, that's bad because there's a lot of people that are working from home and making a lot of money. Well, okay. Can I get in on the Sweet Creek?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your month and day of birth?
7/26.
All right. You're in, Kathy.
Kathy, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Break. Let's go to a break, coming back to others right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Garden.
Oh, hey, honey. Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You make me live. Oh, you're the best friend. 272-9228, that's where we are. If you want to get your shots in, you better call. Hugh did. Hugh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hello, Dan. How you doing today?
I am good, and you, my friend?
I'm good, too. Thank you. I hadn't listened the whole time today, but the more I listen, I feel like I might have missed another announcement. Exactly when was the governor's news conference or whatever? Like, what time today or was it?
It was at 11 a.m. I played it live on air.
Okay. Well, I did miss that. I saw the one from yesterday, and somebody specifically asked her, you know, if she was going to make this statewide, and she said no, that, you know, she didn't want to, you know, make everything that difficult in Alabama. So it was the next day it went the other way, I guess.
Yep. Now, and that's the way I looked at it, because I remember saying, no, it's not necessary this time. Then, oops, you know, less than 24 hours later, it is.
Oh, yeah. There was a reporter that, you know, specifically asked that question, and she was very assertive with her answer, but I'm sure it's the right thing to do. So is it effective at 9 o'clock tonight?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay, well, I just got all kind of bad news, but I knew I could get it straight.
So if you need to get your hair cut, you better go now.
Well, I'm not going to tell you where my barber's in her house, so I might get away with it.
Oh, okay.
But do put me in for the Sweet Creek drawing, and now y'all have a good rest of the day.
Hugh, give me month and day of birth.
420.
420. He's got a birthday coming up. Birthday is right after the governor releases everybody back into the kingdom.
Yeah, and it's going to be 420 this year, so, Joey, we'll have to celebrate double time, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure, you got to celebrate those numbers.
That's just what it is. All right, y'all take care.
Thank you, Hugh. Hillbilly? Hillbilly, how in the heck are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you and Joey doing today?
We are doing exceptionally well, my friend.
Yeah, I could tell from the laughter. Hey, I've got one question about this closing things. Does that mean like Bass Pro Shop is going to be closed?
That would not be essential retail.
Well, it is if you're a bass fisherman.
Of course.
I mean, you know, it's important that I have the right lures to go catch these fish.
Absolutely, so you can eat.
Yeah, well, I turn them loose anyway, but...
You a catch and release kind of guy?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, and I understand everybody, you know, all these people are hurting and all. Being a service plumber, I'm assuming that's we're essential personnel.
I would think so, because they bought all that toilet paper, and you know what that toilet paper is doing? It's clogging up pipes.
Trust me, I know.
I know. That's what a couple of plumbers have told me.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron Cole said, it's been our business is busting at the seams.
Busting at the pipe, yep, that's it. Yeah, and everybody thinks that those hand wipes and paper towels are flushable. No.
Nope.
But anyway, I just wanted to get in on this. I won't be able to listen for my name on the Sweet Creek, even though I'd love to be able to get over there. I've been there a couple times.
Isn't it a great place?
It is awesome.
Well, so that is, you do want your name in or you don't want your name in?
No, because I won't be able to hear my name called.
Well,
so.
If you listen for another 10 minutes, you will. Or 15
well,
minutes.
Well, I'm going to get ready to go into a home.
You go do that, my friend. He'll really enjoy talking to you.
Hey, y'all have a blessed day.
Will do. Okay, guys, we're about to do the drawing. So if you want to get in the drawing, just tell me you want in the drawing. You can call back later to talk. Tammy, Amy?
Good afternoon. Mr. Morris, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
I got a couple questions for you with this House resolution bill, and it seems like you're able to drill down deep on it. What's your thoughts on this 39-week term on that particular bill for UI?
Well, it's got a couple of features to it. It's got a six-week feature, and it's got a don't let your employees go for 39-week feature to it. And then your loan is forgiven if you do that. So there are different parts of it. So you can collect unemployment for 6 weeks, clearly. If you are getting money from the government to pay your employees on the business, what's it called, the business activation portion of the bill, that's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, okay. So it's separated.
Correct.
It's not that 600 plus for the employee himself or herself with the unemployment. It's related to the stimulus package for the small business then.
Exactly.
That 39 weeks isn't related to...
I have not seen 39 weeks for the $600. I've seen 6 weeks and I've seen 9 weeks.
Yeah, I tried. I took the time to try and review the bill. And after reading that, I'm really having to classify myself as being illiterate. I mean, I understand what the different words mean, but the strings and the way they're using them, that's a little head scratcher to me. Now, one other thing.
Sure.
Let's say with the employees that are either classified underemployed or they were unemployed prior to the declaration of this emergency, I guess January 27th, I guess, is the go-no-go. How does this affect them?
That's a great question. When I was reading the response in the bill, it said that if you were recently unemployed before this legislation happened, you're still in. Now, I don't know how far back they go, though.
Yeah, because, I've got a couple of friends, like, for example, you know, back in November, you know, one of them took a leave of absence for a medical situation at their household. And, you know, they're able to go back, they want to go back, but then you bring in that, you know, you bring into the equation that you now have somebody that, you know, is with an at-risk or high-risk family member that they don't want to go out, so they're self-quarantining themselves. And they're not going back to work, even though the job is there. And I was just curious if you know how that would affect that individual.
Yeah, if they don't go back to work, and so long they're attempting to go back to work, because the unemployment insurance is based on you actively seeking a job. But if the job you're actively seeking is the old job you had, and if they're still closed, then that's your excuse for it.
That you're out on that side of it. But, you know, even with this bill, if you've contracted the virus, then you're into it. Or if you're a family member has contracted the virus and you're there taking care or assisting them with the caregiver side, you're supported by this bill. But then the ones that are actually, you know, I don't want to repeat the question because I don't want to get under your skin. But then, you know, the ones that are self-quarantining because they don't want to bring that virus back home. to a person that's at risk. You understand what I'm saying?
Are they self-quarantining because they got fired, or are they self-quarantining because they want to self-quarantine?
Well, this particular individual that I'm speaking of took a leave of absence at the end of last year. And then the way it was explained to me, their particular business or their employer had a cooling off period where you can't reapply or you can't come back in until 90 days into it. And then, you know, they want to get back. You know, he describes he wants to get back, but he's got a significant other at the house with respiratory issues. You understand what I'm saying?
So he's doing that voluntarily.
To prevent, yeah. He's self-quarantining to prevent, you know, bringing the virus back to his house. And putting their loved one at risk.
So is he with the loved one?
Yeah. They live together. It's a husband and wife.
So what he's worried is going to work and bringing it back, not being
exactly
with the person.
Yes.
Well, that sounds like a choice of not working to me.
Yeah, I guess. But it's a hard choice to make. I mean, I know if I were in that situation, I'd have a real problem, you know, potentially bringing that virus home and affecting the at-risk loved one. But I get what you're saying.
Wash your hands. Amy, thanks for the telephone call.
All right, thank
you.
Let's try it.
Let's go through these real fast. If you won't end on the drawing, let me know and call me back. CCR?
Hey, Dan. 2-1 birthday.
Okay, you got it, CCR. Do this. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to go through these other calls, and I'll come back to you. Please don't keep calling to get in on the drawing. We're running out of time. Jonathan, welcome aboard. No,
he's already in. Well, you already asked him.
Did you ask Kurt?
No. Let's ask Kurt.
Ask Kurt. Kurt, do you want in on the drawing?
Yes, sir. 9:26.
Okay, you're in. I'm going to put you on hold. Cranky?
Yes, in on the drawing.
Give me month and day.
7/12.
Who's the last one in there?
I don't know. They just called.
Hey, this is Dan Morris. Do you want in on the drawing?
Yes, this is Charles, 7/9.
Did you get that, Joey?
Yes, Charles, 7/9. Put you back on hold, Charles. Thank you.
We'll put everybody on hold. We're going to do the drawing. We're going to go do a commercial, pay the rent here. I got to queue it up here. Hold on 1 second, Joey's on. Boy, they just kind of deluged us there, didn't they?
Yeah, 32 in there.
Of course, the computer. Let's do this. Go ahead and go to that break, and I'll do it when we come back.
All right.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit CallDixie.com.
Number 15033.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. House leaders have averted Republican Kentucky Congressman Tom Massey's attempt at blocking quick passage of a $2.2 trillion economic stimulus package, approving the measure by voice vote.
A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
The package includes payouts of up to $1,200 to workers, which could total $3,400 for a family of four. It also provides increased unemployment benefits, funds for businesses, and aid to help medical workers battle coronavirus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, now the first leader of a major nation to contract coronavirus.
I am working from home, I'm self-isolating, and that's entirely the right thing to do.
Johnson says his symptoms are mild, including a cough and slight fever. The UK's health minister, also ill with COVID-19. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, let's go back into where I think is the order of this. Let's go to CCR. CCR, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, I'll make this fast. Really appreciate what y'all are doing for us. As an ADHD home inspector, tell me again, I pretty much need to lay off my only employee because business is down, and then they may be able to file for something. Is that about right?
If you lay them off, they can file for unemployment insurance.
All right, good to go. Also, I heard you got a dog. Is that right?
I did, absolutely. Benji. Benji boy.
All right, so, yeah, Benji. And so I was down seeing Reed at Ingram at Sweet Creek last Saturday, and I've got a 13-month-old German Shepherd mix who we're working real hard on his manners, but he's not doing too good because when I got him out of the car, he thought he was supposed to chase all the chickens. So I got to work on this don't chase the chicken things. And finally, Dan, I just want to say thank you for the words of wisdom that you give all of us. You helped me guide my life. And, you know, you came up with that we will know in the fullness of time thing, and that's been helpful. And the other one I just heard today, which probably may be even more important, that is you may be naked, but you will still be packing. I love it. Thank you, Dan.
It is our pleasure, our pleasure. I'm sorry I missed you when you were down there. I understand we were not too far apart. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Now, when did you say the shutdown is?
5 o'clock today.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, sorry.
Tomorrow, okay, all right. I was like, wait a minute. I thought, because when I'd gone to the WSFA website, it said it was tomorrow afternoon at 5. I just, you know, I echo what the other caller asked. I didn't have a chance to listen. I got a phone call in the middle of it. But, you know, why the
Change of heart?
All of a sudden, why all of a sudden the about face on we're not going to shut it down and now we're going to shut it down? What do you think prompted that?
I think the director of the Alabama Public Health Department probably had a lot to do with that.
Well, all right. I just...
I'm speculating with that, but these health people can come up with some crazy models.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, just so you keep the drawing fair, there's a $20 bill under your windshield wiper blade.
Excellent. I look forward to getting it.
All right. Y'all take care. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you want to go ahead and do the drawing?
Shall we?
Yeah, we've already got it queued up here. Jim.
Jimmy boy?
Jim, but you got to call in with the right birthday, because we got a lot of Jims out there. But Jim, call us.
Jim, call us. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How are you doing, Dan?
Good.
Got a couple questions for you. I was trying to read into this stimulus package, and I've seen some model where they said that the Social Security disability, that they'll give you $200 a month instead of the whole $1,200 at one time. Have you seen anything on
that? No. They're going to send you a check for $1,200. If you get the unemployment benefit, you get a check for $600 a week once you meet the two-week standard of Alabama. But I think Alabama is going to... is going to redo that.
Okay, and what about the Uber and Lyft stuff that I was reading about?
That if you're an Uber and Lyft driver?
Yes.
Yeah, you get to get declare file for unemployment.
Okay. I did not know that. That one was trying to find out exactly what the deal was on that. Thank you, Dan.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Kurt? Welcome to the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. How are y'all?
We're good.
Hey, Dan, you might not remember me. I was actually, I've seen you at Sweet Creek a few times. I was actually a judge with you on a cook-off down there.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who you are. You're my favorite game warden.
That's it. And I'm the one that actually finishes the whole Cuban sandwich and not half of it.
Yep, that's right. I remember. You're the guy that drives around in boats and runs over alligators.
Come on, now, let's not tell everybody. First off, I want to say, Joey, I'm sorry. I know they're closing gyms down. I know you're worried about your gains. You still have them, buddy. Don't worry. You're going to be all right.
I got some body weight exercises I can do.
I got you. Yeah. I got a home gym if you want to come work out with me, man. Okay. We'll make it happen.
All right.
So, Dan,
you think you're your paces, too.
I try to. Dan's met me a few times, so I'll tell you one thing, Dan, I'm saying about this. You know my job. You know, like I said, I'll tell anybody I'm a game warden. I've been in law enforcement for 14 years. I've seen such an increase over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, of people getting outside and fishing, hunting. My license checks have gone up tremendously. And it's just nice to see. I see a lot of families out taking kids out fishing, enjoying the outdoors. And, you know, it's funny because before the quarantine, you know, everybody was told to stay inside. And, well, everybody was on their phones, you know, playing on the couch. Well, now that they're saying, you know, you got to kind of stay locked down, everybody's getting outside.
They really are.
So it's really great to see on my end, even if some of them aren't doing the right thing and trespassing in private ponds. I was talking to Joey a little while ago. I had to get off the phone to run a few off, but I tend to be a little bit easier on folks if they're trying to get outside and have a family and, you know, trying to enjoy the outdoors that I get paid to protect. So
there you go.
You know, I encourage people to get outdoors and, you know, enjoy it. If you don't mind, I have a 1-800 number that is our dispatch number that people can call if they have issues with, you know, people trespassing, anything like that. If you don't mind me giving that number out.
No, you.
I'd love to give it to the public.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so 1-800-272-GAME, G-A-M-E, which is 4263.
Are you
1-800-272-4263?
Were people doing the reporting they were supposed to do on deer kills?
you know, we wanted higher numbers. Of course, we always want higher numbers, but the numbers we got in this year were better than expected. So anytime, you know, we get a better than expected number, you know, we can actually use that on the biological side to affect seasons and bag limits and things like that. So it's getting better. So I hope it just continues that way.
So too, I've talked to a hunter that their daughter had shot a deer, and I said, well, did you report it? And I said, no. I went, you're supposed to.
It's an issue, and, you know, we run across that this turkey season. Last weekend was opening season here, and the last time I checked the numbers after opening weekend last year compared to this year, we were about 1,700 birds more this year killed on opening weekend than last year.
Oh, wow.
Now, whether that's just reporting numbers or whether it's just, you know, more people getting outside and hunting and actually doing it right, I'm not real sure, so... but like I said, I enjoy seeing it. I enjoy seeing the kids out fishing and having a good time. You know, it kind of warms my heart to see that now. I encourage people to get out and enjoy it. Alabama's got a lot to offer as far as outdoor activities and state parks. And our state parks and state fishing lakes, I mean, they're still open and running. So, you know, get out and enjoy it and have fun.
And, folks, if you meet him, say hi and tell me you're a Demo Show listener.
Right before he gives it might help out in some occasions.
There you go.
I am a first-time caller, so I wasn't the last drawing.
Jim. We're gonna put you in. We're gonna put you in next week's drawing.
I appreciate it. Like I said, Dan, you know, it's a pleasure meeting you down at Sweet Creek, and next time we'll probably sit down if you want to have lunch, and I'll show you how you can finish a whole Cuban at one sitting.
It would be my pleasure to do that.
I appreciate it.
Corey, I always enjoy talking to you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Let me go to a break, pick up Jim and Red Top right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys, when we get your shots in, you better call. First, let's go to Jim, the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Jim, congratulations.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thank you.
So it was our Jim.
I look forward to that. I'm going to get me some ribs, man.
Well, congratulations. Do you know the rules of engagement? What's the one thing I ask you to do?
to call you back and tell you how yummy it was.
Exactly right. So that's going to get you out of the house, right?
Yeah, boy, that'd be a long trip for me.
When's
as soon as I can go down there?
Joey's already sent me your stuff, so I'm sending it to Reed right now.
Okay. So if I run down there tomorrow, it'll be okay, right?
Oh, yeah. You probably get it today.
Well, I've already made my one trip to Walmart here. I don't want to...
You don't want to goof things up,
huh? ...myself too much. Huh?
You don't want to mess things up, do you?
No.
Yeah, you'll be able to get it
tomorrow. Yeah, I'll run down there tomorrow. Yeah, good. I'll have me some nice barbecue for the weekend. I appreciate it, Dan.
You are so welcome, Jim.
You made my weekend.
You
have
a great day. Bye. Red Top. Are we saving the best for last year? He may not be the last, though. Red Top, how are you, my friend? Are you having a great day?
Red Top, are you there?
Red Top.
Hello. Hey, guys.
That's pretty good harmony there.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Let me say something.
No.
Wednesday afternoon. Well, I'm going to say it anyway. Sorry about that. Wednesday afternoon, I think it's after the 2 o'clock break, all of a sudden, Joey puts on God Bless America.
Yep.
And it starts, and I start to feel so much better. And then, Joey, you guys let the whole song spin. And by the end of that song, I was in a state of peace that I hadn't been in a long time after the chaos we've been in. And
we may need to play that on the way out of here, Joey.
It's
sure.
And let me tell you what happened, though. It struck me so much that last night, and Joey, you'll appreciate this, on the way home, I was going through it in my head, and being a musician, I said, that song's in the key of F. So I go home, I sit down at my piano, and I play God Bless America, the real version, not just plinking like I did when I was 10 years old. I played it like the Gershwin version. And this is magnificent music. I felt his spirit. And what a great, great song and feeling it is. I don't know if you guys knew this. He wrote it in 1918 when he was 30 years old. Of course, he's a Russian immigrant Jew. And you can tell he meant it.
Yeah.
And it's truly inspiring, and I feel so lucky to be, first of all, be a musician and just be able to sit down and play that thing. And was so inspiring. I thank you guys so much. It just changed the complexion of everything.
Well, we're gonna play that again going out. I tell you, a time in the 1984 Republican National Convention, Ray Charles did that song, and I tell you what, it brought tears to my eyes. I was sitting up in the Eagle's Nest, looking down on it and holding the lighter out like a Led Zeppelin concert, and it was absolutely incredible. I mean, it gave me chills.
I feel the most beautiful song ever written about America, by far. So thank you guys for just leveling all the emotion and calming things down. And I know we're back in the chaos, but damn it, we're going to get through it. And y'all have a wonderful, beautiful weekend, everybody. Enjoy the weather. Eat good. Drink good. Be good. And we'll talk to you Monday.
Well, 2 out of 3 is not bad.
That's true. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Guys, don't forget the prime rib night at Vintage Year. Carry out only for 4. Give them a call, and they will take care of you if they've got any left.
Yes. We're about a minute and a half to where you need to play the song for me to go out with it. I'll just say this, and because I was looking at Twitter earlier today. Check out mgmready.com. It's the place where the city is putting out all their information about COVID-19 and reaction. The mayor put out a tweet, and actually the city retweeted a question from a reporter whether or not he would do a shelter-in-place order. I don't think he is at this time, but be on the lookout for any sort of actions at the city level. Let's just say that, especially if cases go up here. That's my... Just don't be surprised by anything.
The cases going up?
If cases go up, the mayor takes more action beyond what the governor has done. That's my suspicion.
And we can't see each other?
No, I think we'll be able to, because we got these media passes. It's like, we're really essential.
I love flashing that bad boy around.
Yeah, right. Wait, the badge or something?
I showed William that, and he said, you made this with a copier. I didn't, but somebody else did.
But yeah, I suspect that might come. Not, it hasn't anything official. It's just a suspicion on my part.
So do we think they know something that we don't?
It seems, we're talking off air. It seems it's medical driven. Like somebody in the medical community is getting to them. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody said we have five people that are ready to die. That's kind of the way I look at it.
I don't know.
And what they need to do is they need to release the ages and conditions of these people.
Yes.
Because if people that are at risk will get scared, then they'll gladly cloister themselves. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, be good, be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Listen and bathe in this song. Adios.